Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
The politicized U.S. judiciary is an issue at play in Washington, D.C., and it has become a real monster in at least one state race for the Supreme Court. Here are two ads in the race between Judge Joanne Kloppenburg challenging incumbent Justice Rebecca Bradley in the state of Wisconsin.
We've heard it before. Liberal judges letting criminals off on technicalities. Judges like Joanne Kloppenburg.
Our judges should be fair and impartial. But Rebecca Bradley called gays immoral, abnormal, queers, and degenerates.
This man had a long criminal history, including beating his wife in front of their two-year-old daughter.
She even said she had no sympathy for AIDS victims.
Tell Judge Kloppenburg courts should protect children, not criminals.
Ask Rebecca Bradley, with these extreme views, how can she be fair?
Now, I don't know whether you could decipher that or not, but Bradley is the conservative in this race, and Kloppenburg is the liberal. The ad against Kloppenburg was subsequently withdrawn for fact errors about child abuse. Rebecca Bradley is the incumbent and has received $1.2 million from the Wisconsin Alliance for Reform, and that's mostly out-of-state money. Bradley was appointed by Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker in September of 2015. Everything about this race disturbs Justice Jeanine Geske, a former state Supreme Court justice and distinguished professor of law at Marquette University. She sees a politicized judiciary distorting American government from the federal level straight on down.
I think people that are voting in this election feel like they're either voting for the Democrat or the Republican or the conservative or the liberal. And that is highly unfortunate. Our court has already had a lot of strain on it because of some pretty significant conflict, and there are some ideological lines that are pretty clear. And then with this election, it's only exacerbating that perception by the public that the court is merely another legislative branch as opposed to that independent judiciary that I think most of us want.
What's the impact of outside money, out-of-state money?
It's huge. It's huge, particularly in Justice Bradley's case. I think that a lot of support that Governor Walker brings with him has been put into this race. And that amount of money has increased year by year. And the Republican Party is actively assisting Justice Bradley. In fact, they are listed on her campaign contributions, even though it's a nonpartisan race, that they've been putting money into the campaign. And then all the out-of-state money has been significant with very, very nasty ads, frankly, on both sides of the fence.
Well, you've heard the ads, and the tone is not something you associate with the judiciary. And I can hear in your voice, Justice, just a sense of disgust that we've gone down a road that we can't really go back from at this point. Is that your feeling?
I'm deeply saddened for a number of reasons. I truly believe that the only way our court system is effective is if people have faith that the court is in fact fair and impartial. If people believe that the court is in the pocket of special interests or one political party or not, people won't trust the decisions, even if the decisions themselves are based on the merits. The other part of this that's very sad is I know a lot of highly qualified judges and lawyers who will not run for the Supreme Court because of these kinds of races. They're not going to put their families and their own integrity and reputations on the line to go through such vicious campaigns. So I don't know how we go back until we get some of the money out of these campaigns, because it seems to get worse with every campaign.
And it's not simply at the state level. I mean, there's an argument that you would make at the national level as well with the U.S. Supreme Court, right?
There is. And you know, this whole fight going on whether we ought to have confirmation hearings or not, you know, and it appears, and I don't know anything about President Obama's appointee, but, you know, it appears he tried to pick somebody that was certainly middle of the road, highly respected. And yet we're having this partisan fight about whether or not the Senate should even conduct hearings. You know, we want judges that call them like they see them. And that's one of the reasons I have deep respect for Chief Justice Roberts. I mean, you know, he made a tough call for him, I'm sure, on the Affordable Care Act. But, you know, if you got a judge who's going to make the call, regardless of whether his supporters like him or not, he's probably a good judge. And I think that's who we want in those positions of incredible power, are individuals who are going to be fair and impartial and follow the law and not their ideological bents.
A heartbroken sounding Jeanine Geske, former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice. She is a distinguished professor of law at Marquette University Law School.